I'm going to show you a 4-exercise kettlebell circuit. I use very light kettlebells because I like to contract and control all my muscles. So I always use lighter weight so that way I can stay more in control. But whatever weight is good for you, you're welcome to use that weight. But if you're not used to doing anything, I'd always say practically start with nothing and work your way up, because you can always add more tomorrow, but you can never take it off if you put on too much. So kettlebell workout. We're going to do something that's like a farmer's carry lunge walk. We're going to do a core move. We're going to do a squat holding the handle with the heavy part up. And we're going to do some kettle swings. Now, you also want to make sure you did spinal hygiene warm-up. You warmed up the muscles. You got everything hydrated. And your body's warmed up and ready to do work. Never just go into the exercise part. Always make sure you warm up and do everything first. All right, so the first one will be the lunge walk. And you're going to want to hold it in your right hand and walk. And you're going to want to hold it in your left hand and walk. I'm keeping my arm up to remind myself to keep my posture and my body long. I don't want to lean it down and start tilting side to side. I want something that helps me stay aligned. The next one, this may be a little more of an advanced move, but you're going to point in this direction. You're going to bring everything down. You're going to pull it up, and then you're going to point in the other direction and bring it down. Now with the lunge walk, you can do 10 steps each side, and then do 10 of these each side. And you're contracting the core and you're moving the weight with your body. You're not moving the weight and then having your body catch up. You're making your body move and the weight just go along with it. Third, step up, handle down, thing up. This helps, this balance helps you engage your core a little more. Toes, knees, all in the same direction. And squat. You could do 10 of these. And then these hips. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm a kettlebell professional. You should probably watch a video on perfect form and how to do anything. There's a lot more people, a lot more trained in kettlebell. I'm just showing you a little circuit I do with the one I keep in my car. So after a bike ride, I could get some extra exercises in. You want everything controlled. I control it down. I control it up. Snap the hips. Keeping my core tight. Never overexposing my back. Never letting the kettlebell swing so much that it pulls me. And you can do 10 of these. So that's just a little instructional. So there's fireman's carry, where you can walk or lunge walk. Do both sides. You can use the arm to stabilize so that you don't do this or this. So you just keep the arm up and that helps you stay nice and aligned. It's harder to tilt when you have your arm as a compass. The core work, from the side to the side, breathe down, bringing it up and down, and bringing it up and down. And remember, because we're doing all sorts of combined movements, it makes it very functional so that you're ready to perform the activities you perform in your day. Next, we did the squat. And then we did the swing. So there's a little kettlebell circuit you could do. You could do 10 reps, and then you can do as many sets as you like. Like again, I said, I like to use weight that's very, very light, and just make sure I'm controlling and contracting and making it an exercise where my body's really in control. Some people like to use a little bit of heavier kettlebells to make their body have to work a little harder. But once again, always make sure your spine's warmed up, make sure you're warmed up, and make sure you start light. Always start light. You can always add more tomorrow. But you can never undo what you've done if you've done too much, because you don't want to hurt yourself and stop yourself from exercising altogether. So I always like to go long with lighter weights so I can make sure I stay more protected. And not only that I have muscles are strong, but muscles that have the ability to have endurance and longevity too, because I like to be active. So I'm not trying to lift heavy weights. I'm just trying to have a body that can be active and handle the stresses of my daily life, handle the stresses of my activity, and always be improving in health and doing whatever I can to strengthen it to minimize any setbacks. One thing I want to make sure you're aware of when we talk about form, we're talking about toes, knees, hips, all lined up in the same direction. If your hips are straight and if you're pointing your toes out a little bit, make sure your knees are going that way. If you have a slight turnout, if they're straight, make sure everything's nice and straight. Your belly button, your chest, your chin, your nose, all going in the same direction. You're lifting up, you're pulling your center and your core in, you're lifting long. You are taking your tail and you're tucking it under and you're keeping a nice firm contact on every muscle as you're using it so it's always engaged and you keep that good posture and alignment so that when you're working the muscle, you're also working on improving your posture. You're working on improving the health and strength and length of the muscles, and you're doing it within a normal range that is safe for the muscle to work at. But remember, before you're warming up your spine, you're warming up your muscles and you're making sure that everything is flexible and loose and ready for use, so ready to do work. So, all right, I just want to make sure you had that tip really about the posture and the form, because that's where every movement starts for it to be safe and for it to be used to improve your health. As you can see, I'm doing these exercises and I'm doing little variations. One time I did the walk like this, one time I did the walk like this. So I just gave you a basic workout, but I'm just gonna let my workout run so you can see that while you're doing your workout, you can make variations that make sense to you and that strengthen parts on you that you want strengthened. I want stability and core strength and the ability to move well. And these kind of activities help to do that. I wanted to do something just beyond the strength component. I wanted to add a balance, an alignment and functionality component. Now, I don't know if you noticed when I did that, but my nose, my chin, my chest, my hips were all moving in the same direction. I wasn't letting my spine get out of line while I was working my body. You can do it with it stable. You can do it and do shoulder presses. You can do it and keep the arms up to really bring the back into it and the stability into it and add another strength component. And I like to end with the kettlebell up high. I never like it dragging me on my back down to the ground. But it's easier to do that when you have a lighter one. And I'm sure the Kettlebell Society would be able to point out a bunch of different things I'm doing wrong. But I'm learning. I'm adding it to my exercise routine with my rubber bands and other things. I'm trying to get better at form. Sometimes I'm watching videos to get instruction and do bypass a lot of the mistakes I'm making. I'm making sure I have good alignment. I'm making sure my core is contracted. I'm making sure I'm moving everything with my muscles, and I'm making sure I use a super light weight until I can be completely confident that everything I'm doing is with good form and promoting complete health in my body and not being or having a negative effect on my body. So it's fun to try different things, keep your body moving.